Yeah. So in this hour, we do this thing that we call the fixer.
And what do we do, Jason?
What do? We fix KZN one drive home at a time.
Hashtag the fixer.
All right. So this is where we get a situation from someone who's going through something, because these are really tough times.
Yeah.
These are real people with real life issues. And before we play today's situation, just to put it out there, handle it with care and handle it with compassion, because I'm sure this person, Anonymous, is listening.
Always, yeah.
So yeah, we put out a situation and then we ask you to share if it can be fixed and how. Let's take a listen to this week's fixer.
So, well, without giving away the place where I work, let me just say this place is a very creative space. It's a place where you can wear flip-flops to work with a short, but I've been recently getting a lot of dirty looks from my female colleagues regarding the length of my skirt and my dresses. They haven't told me anything to my face. I need to know, how do I address this? I will share a picture of what I wore today, but I don't want to be objectified. My boss and the HR department says that my dressing is completely fine. Please help and tell me how to address this.
Yeah, so this is a tough one. Just to recap, that's Anonymous, voiced by Anonymous. Thank you for submitting that to the show. Wearing clothing in a creative environment, workspace, but creative space, and is getting vibes from her female colleagues.
Yes.
And doesn't know how to actually address it.
The other issue here is that, you know, she, I'm assuming, because it's a creative space, herself, perhaps, creatively.
And we do through our clothing choices, yes.
And it's her choice to make. Management doesn't have an issue with it, but it's the people that she works with that has an issue with it. And these are the people that she's going to have to converse with on a daily basis. And it's now become a situation of, I'm uncomfortable with being comfortable with these people.
Yeah, I mean, we, for the record, have a picture. Anonymous did submit a picture to us. It's available on our social medias for you to go and have a look at. But KZN, what is Anonymous to do? I assume she wants to confront this head on with her colleagues. How can we fix this?
Let us know.
Hashtag the fixer.
Okay. Casey just joined. Stacey, can you just reset there?
Let us recap. Okay, so Anonymous, thank you. Her picture for, you know, vibes sake is available on our Facebook page. I just showed Jay. But in essence, she works in a creative environment, and it's the kind of job where you can come to work in your PJs. You know what I mean? Super chilled
creative
out.
Space.
And recently, she says she's been getting a lot of dirty looks from her female colleagues regarding the length of her dresses or her skirts. Now, none of these colleagues have ever said anything directly to Anonymous, but she definitely is getting the feeling that they are not chuffed about the situation.
And they're talking amongst themselves.
Exactly. Now, Anonymous has gone to her supervisor and to HR to actually double check, because maybe she misunderstood.
Yeah.
There was a dress code and she wasn't on the email, and they're absolutely fine with it. So this is, I mean, I don't want to call it workplace bullying, but I would imagine that Anonymous probably feels like she's left out as well.
And the difficult situation is that, you know, the colleagues that supposedly have or allegedly have an issue with how she dresses haven't come up to her to say, hey, this is not okay. So she can't now say to that person or even address the issue. Where does she even begin to address?
It's like, what, do you like stalk one of them at you know, the kettle and like hope that like it randomly comes up in conversation?
So I saw how she's dressed, and for an environment of her nature, I feel like that is absolutely okay.
She just looks like a normal person in a normal outfit.
And I don't know what word to use to describe this, but it almost feels like there's a great deal of jealousy. There's a great deal of maybe she's younger than everyone else. And people are just feeling maybe intimidated by the goods.
Could be. Right, what say you?
Evening, Stacey and DJ Spoo. Lovely to have you on the air. Lovely to listen to you. Yes, it's quite a serious topic, dressing up and other women having to look you in the face and make you feel less than a woman. But my thoughts on this is that not all of us are built with hourglass figure. Some of us are built big, some of us are built very small. I think if you work in a creative workspace, you should dress in what you feel comfortable, because the more comfortable you feel in what you're wearing, the more creative you can become.
Absolutely.
That's just my point of view. And so sad that other women would be looking down upon another lady about what she's wearing, rather than going by and giving her a compliment, saying, you know, how lovely you look today. Mm. You really suit your outfit, or your outfit fits you like a glove. You know, women are so easy to bring other women down, but it's not easy for them to pick them up again.
Oof.
Thanks so much. Have a lovely evening.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Oh, sit a mouthful there, sister.
If you want to get your response juices flowing, head on over to ecr.co.za so you can see for yourself the outfit that
in question,
that is or has become in question indirectly, because people are talking and she's feeling very uncomfortable. But I suppose the question is, how does she fix this? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
Seal, Kiss from a Rose on East Coast Radio. Stacey and Jay Spoo. Tonight's edition of The Fixer is about anonymous creative working environment, wears clothing that apparently is making a couple of her female colleagues treat her differently. She's getting dirty looks and she's getting the vibe that they're gossiping behind her back. What is she to do?
Hashtag The Fixer.
We've got Lynn on the line. Lynn, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great. Firstly, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us and to share
my
some advice. What do you think Anonymous has to do to navigate through the situation?
You know what? It doesn't matter what kind of working environment you're in, whether it's corporate, creative. If you feel there's an issue with your work colleague, especially amongst women, if you feel that you can't actually go to them and say, listen, there's a vibe here, what's going on, talk about it. You know, normally to her face, they'd probably be really bitchy. But if she were to take it to HR or to the managers and call a meeting and say, right, this is the issue, I'm feeling this, I'm uncomfortable, what is the issue that you ladies have or you people have with me? Mm. Let's have it out and then see how much they have to say.
Mm. Yeah, because you know what, Lynn, that is probably... And although people are like, oh, HR,
yeah,
that is probably the safest space in which to do it. Because, I mean, when I was saying earlier, like, what is Anonymous to do? Like, wait at the kettle until one of these women happens upon her. And also, at least then you're following process. Mm. Everything that's being said is being documented. And it's not only, like, a safe space from everyone's interests are protected, but also you're dealing with it within the context that it's being presented. It's a work environment. Mm. So at the end of the day...
It's the duty of HR that is
stable,
amicable amongst everyone. Mm. And if there's an issue, then need to be drawn attention to it.
Yes, I agree. Very good. Thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Listen, I sense that her colleagues are cowards, and I'm just going to say it out. They are cowards. And listen, I don't normally say this, but do you, boo?
Confidence, quote, unquote.
Confidence is such a difficult thing to gain. Don't let people who are not brave enough to address an issue with you bring you down.
That's probably an issue that they have with themselves. And there's a projection thing going on here. And this is Women's Month. Okay? Women's Month.
And ain't nobody got time
for that.
To see another woman bring another woman down.
Mm.
Preach.
Mm. Hashtag to the fixer.
If you've just joined, Anonymous works at a very creative space. But... the Mughals that she works with have some type of issue with the way that she dresses, but are not brave enough to address her directly.
Mm-hmm.
So she senses some sort of...
Chudunta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now, for the record, Anonymous's outfit in question is available at ecr.co.za. But for the purpose of this radio moment, I'm going to describe it to you.
Okay, go.
So it's a t-shirt dress. All the guys are like, what? Ladies know what a t-shirt dress is. 3/4 sleeve, just ends just above the knee, navy, white stripe. That's it. I mean, it is, and it's a boat neck. So there is no exposing of anything.
Yes.
It is the kind of thing that you would quickly throw on if you were going to grab something at the shop, if you were going to work, if you were going to visit your mom-in-law. Mm. There's nothing inappropriate about this at all. But Amber has some advice for Anonymous. Amber, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Hi guys, I'm good and you. Thanks for asking.
We are okay. We are okay. Amber, what say you about poor Anonymous here? Shame, it's a lot.
No, shame. I actually went and I googled because I was sitting in the car at getting dinner, and she looked gorgeous. She looks absolutely stunning. I'm sorry, I don't see what's going on in that situation, in that scenario. However, I said to that personally from my side, I think the best thing for her would do is and, you know, go to them and, you know that whole thing about, you know, guys, I don't know, how do you guys think I look today? And hopefully one of them will be brave enough to say anything. But like I said, you know, today's an age woman, and unfortunately we have to change it. But, you know, telling another woman in any sincere way that she doesn't look nice always comes out wrong. Mm. So, you know, you're going to be labeled as being jealous. I heard the booth said just now, you know, maybe they're jealous. So either way, if you mean it sincerely telling someone, you know, hi to girls or something, you know, you're going to take it up wrong. Mm. So this way, maybe just make it in a conversation where you can have a chat with them about it, and maybe one of them will say something. Otherwise, go to HR and get that sorted. But other than that, do you be part of who you are? Yeah. You look fantastic. I'm sorry.
Yana, Amber, listen, you're right. And that's actually a very... In a way, it's devilishly petty and underhanded, sneaky and brilliant all at the same time. Because no, because Amber knows. Amber is a girl. Amber understands. I mean, I would never... I mean, I would rather, like, go, oh, you know, your eyebrows is trash. I would never do that.
Actually, I don't even think she needs to go to the colleagues to get approval. She must just
It's not about getting approval. It's about clearing the air. And it's a pretty organic way. There's only one answer, and that is actually Anonymous. You look really cute today. Thank you, Amber. So we have go to HR and sort it out kind of from a higher brow perspective, because you don't need your work environment. Guys, the world is burning, okay? Yeah. We do not need to now go to work where very often we can escape and have that be an unpleasant experience, HR. Alternatively, address the colleagues, not head on and be like, yo, what's your problem? But go, so, like, do you like this skirt that I'm wearing today?
Yeah.
And then hear what they have to say.
Yeah. I want to say something, and I want all the women across KZN or in South Africa to listen to what I'm about to say.
Oh.
This is coming from a man. This whole thing of women dragging other women is not sexy. It's not attractive. It's unnecessary. We live in a time where women are going through the most, and if impact is to be achieved, women need to come together. Issues like this are unnecessary.
Unimportant.
There's a bigger movement that all women should be a part of to make sure that women are equal. Women fight abuse. Women fight all the issues that women go through in this country. And for this to be an issue, or this whole dragarization situation to be the limelight of someone or some woman out there is going through that, it's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, I think context is important. And to Anonymous, a personal note from my mother to you. Mm. When you get the feeling that somebody doesn't like you, it's probably because they don't. So is this person, this group of women, is this where the buck stops? Is their opinion of you the most important opinion in your life? Mm. Obviously not. You're going to be fine. Wear your outfit, take this advice, and keep shining, babes.
You're going to be fine.
Yes.
Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.